You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. This summer was deadly in Fort Pierce with a series of shooting deaths. One resident has decided enough is enough and plans on a march this Saturday so the community can help him spread that word. John Chandler owns the Treasure Coast Bengals, a semi-professional football team, and he joins us now. Mr. Chandler, you have an interest in this issue because your team has felt these losses firsthand.
Yes, ma'am. We lost two players, one in July and one in August. Both of them were victims of shootings.
And this has made you want to stand up and say enough is enough?
Yes, ma'am. Us as a team, we feel like it's time for our city to be changed, and we're tired of sitting back waiting for everybody else to do it.
So what is the message you want to send with this march?
We basically want to let, you know, all the politicians and the police and the community itself know that, you know, people here do care and that we're tired of the violence, we're tired of everything that's going on, and we, you know, we're ready for it to change and we're going to help make it change.
And why did you decide on a march?
Basically, we felt like that would be the one of the easiest ways to gain everybody's attention to put that on. After the march, there's going to be at Pioneer Park on 29th Street, there's going to be guest speakers and, you know, performances. It's going to be the families of the victims are going to be there. So we just basically wanted to show them that nobody's forgotten about them, even though everything's over with, and that we're trying to change and make sure it doesn't happen again.
And you're not going to be content with letting people watch you through the windows?
No, ma'am. No.
You're going to knock on some doors and rally some support?
Yes, ma'am. We are. While we're marching, we're going to be knocking on people's doors, asking them to please, you know, come out of the house and come walk with us and join us. And, you know, show that they're not scared anymore. A lot of this has, you know, people being scared to talk to the police, people being scared to say anything about what's going on, and it's time for everybody to stand up.
And what are some of the actions you'd like to see as a result of this? What steps would you like to see politicians or other people take?
I would love for them to take notice into the organizations that are really doing stuff around here, trying to keep these young men off the streets. Programs like mine, programs like PAL, programs like the Boys and Girls Club. You know, my football team, the players they have to be 18 or older. So, you know, that when they're young, they have PAL, they have Boys and Girls Club. But once you turn 18, there's not too much, you know, there's not too much around. What my program does is offer these guys that had a chance to play football before, and maybe they didn't have the grades to go to college, maybe they weren't as good as they could have been. Maybe they got in trouble and got kicked off the team. We offer them a second chance. I think that if these, the local politicians and the other politicians and churches and everybody, if they would recognize some of the groups that are doing stuff like this and try to put their strength behind us, that it would help make a bigger difference.
You can join the march this Saturday beginning at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Avenue M and North 12th Street at the Pop Warner football field. The march will then go west to Avenue M and 29th Street, ending up at Pioneer Park. If you live along that route, expect to see a member of the Treasure Coast Bengals or Fort Pierce Guardian Angels knocking on your door to invite you to be a part of the march. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.